بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, inshallah, we will have message number 19 from the Messages of Hope, and we will have message number 4 related to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at-tawakkul. The title, inshallah, today we will continue to learn about tawakkul, that is to say, having trust in Allah. At the beginning, we must all agree that we all have fears, we all have problems. For example, we have fears about the state of our health. We also have fears about our provision. And for those of us who haven't got married, they are worried about how to get the good partners. For the married ones, they are worried about how to raise their children and how to meet the needs of their families. Understanding the principle of tawakkul, putting trust in Allah, will make all of our fears totally disappear. The question is why, and the answer is because Allah is in control of everything, and the end result of everything is with Allah. It is the trust of Allah, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can make us to forget about all our fears and also to have tranquility and mental peace, as Allah mentioned in Surah At-Talaq, which we will read it now. From Surah number 65, verse number 3. الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. Verily, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things.
Okay. Again and again, my dear sister, if we all believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has all the power and all the will, and Allah can do everything, and everything is returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end, Allah is clarifying that whoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taking care of all his affairs, and Allah will suffice him. Then Allah is clarifying that Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all the things. This means, sister, that all the things in our life is run by the measure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not according to our calculations or according to our wishes or according to our hopes. It is all up to the measure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, when you have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will try all the means, then you forget the whole issue. Why? Because the whole issue is not run according to your way of thinking. The whole issue is run according to the measures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has set a measure for all the things. Who knows that measure? Only Allah. Who can take care of that measure? Only Allah. So for me, as a slave of Allah, who I don't have any power or any will, it will be actually a waste of time for me. So again, sister, the one who having the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually is the one who is the true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is the one who realizes in reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own measures regarding all the things. So it is out of my knowledge, out of my power, out of my wisdom to know how Allah will take care of all my affairs. So I will just leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally, believing that He promised me in the Quran that if I put my trust in Him, He will suffice me. And this is more than enough for me. How He will be sufficient for me, how He will take care of all the matter, this is none of my business. This is the business of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me, I have to feel the tranquility, the peace, the reassurance that the one who is in control of the heavens and the earth is promising me that everything will be, inshallah, in the best shape for me. This is the meaning of whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then He will suffices him. Okay? So, now, sisters, in order to have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some steps. When you will have these steps, inshallah, you will feel the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, sisters, I am repeating in the classes of the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is the feeling which everyone on the earth now is looking for. To have the trust in the only power in this earth. To feel that I am not alone in this difficult life. To feel that no one can oppress me. No one can take my right. No one can actually deceive me. How can I have this feeling when I feel that the most powerful is taking care of all my affairs, when I have the trust in Allah, the one, the Lord of the heavens and the earth? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I clarified before in the verse of the Quran, which actually I requested all the believers to have it as the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as the verse which is the guide for you in your life. I will again repeat the same verse of the Quran. The verse which we just read now in Surah number 65, verse number 3, is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to that promise, I will have a verse of the Quran which will be the guide in my life. Okay, this verse of the Quran, inshallah, I will mention it to you again. I mentioned before in the previous class, but I will mention it again. It is in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, verse number 3. Again and again, sisters, I want you to understand the meaning, the depth of the meaning of this verse, so that you can get its benefit in your daily life. Allah is saying, and put your trust, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. And put your trust in Allah, and sufficient is Allah as a trustee or disposer of affairs. This is the guide for you in your life. Whenever you are facing a problem, having a disaster, you are in exam, someone is trying to oppress you, you are worried and you have fear, or you cannot take a decision, keep this verse in your spirit and repeat it. Put, Allah is commanding you, all the powerful is commanding you to put your trust in Him. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one, your trustee, and the disposer of your of all your affairs. When you realize that the disposer of my affairs is the one who is in control of the heavens and the earth, the one who is actually the planner, the decider, the controller of all the affairs of all the human beings, you will have the best feeling of reassurance, tranquility and peace, and you will leave all the matters to the one whom you make him your trustee, your wakil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is sufficient, because Allah is everything. You must believe that everything is Allah. Others on the earth, everything other than Allah on the earth is equal to zero. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the believer, put your trust in me. What is more better for a believer than this verse of the Quran? This is a command from the one who is controlling everything, commanding you to put your trust in him. He will reward you when you will obey that command. Alhamdulillah, when I put my trust in Allah, I will be rewarded. Why? Because I am obeying one of the commands of the Quran. Number two, when I will put my trust in Allah, I am proving to Allah that I believe that He is the one. I believe that He is the power. I believe that He is the will. When you prove this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be sufficient for you. To the extent you can't believe, and in a way you never imagine. Because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all the wisdom. Allah is all the knowledge. Allah is all the power. So have this verse all the time as the guide for you in your life. And try to learn the steps of having the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first step is trust in Allah by knowing Him, His names and His attributes, and that everything in the heavens and the earth is His. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth. Accordingly, He is the owner of everything. Accordingly, He knows everything. Accordingly, He controls, plans, guides everything. So, if you believe in this, the oneness of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you know the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately you will feel that only in Allah I put my trust. Okay, this is step one. This is the most important step. And actually, it is according to your belief in Allah, your trust will be in Allah. The more you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, when someone will come and tell you, for example, your husband is planning to cause for you a big problem and maybe you will lose your home and maybe you tell her, sister, for the sake of Allah, I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah. I put all my trust in Allah. And Allah promised me in the Quran, in Surah number 65, verse number 3, that He will be sufficient for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also promised me, because I am a true believer, that He will make for me an outlet from the ways which I never believe. So sister, for the sake of Allah, stop threatening the people with those whom they don't have any power. None has a power except Allah. So anyone other than Allah is zero. So don't threaten me with a zero. Okay? I want to call the class, don't threaten me with a zero. You know, this is the blessings of being a believer in the oneness of Allah. The more you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, the more Allah will make you to forget about the people. Completely. It is not you are forgetting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy for you, because you believed in Him, in reality, Allah will make you to forget about the people, to forget about the doctor, to forget about the money, the bank account, lay off, whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you always busy with, you know, work in life, which, you know, you like it or you are good to do it, and whatever problems in your life, where people are threatening you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to forget about it. And this is the meaning of putting trust in Allah. You never plan, you never plot, you never feel the fear or the envy or the hatred. All of these feelings are out of your spirit, because alhamdulillah you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is step number one. Step number two, believe that what you ask Him for, you will receive, because Allah has the power to grant it to you. Okay? You know, again and again, sisters, I will read for you one hadith. It is hadith Qudsi about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try always to remember it, so that inshallah you will have the full confidence that whatever you are looking for, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring it to you, and also to have the full confidence that Allah is able to give you all what you are looking for. But again and again, sisters, life is a test. Life is not fun. We are not in the living this worldly life so that what I am looking for will be my goals. You know, I want a car, I want a house, I want a son, I want good health, I want good husband. Okay? This is not supposed to be, you know, my way of evaluation of the worldly life. This worldly life in reality for the true believer is a test. What is the meaning of a test? Difficult times. What is the meaning of difficult times? Events in the life, Allah is examining my true belief in Him. And through these events, I will be more closer to Allah. Allah will take care of me in this life, and I will have the good deeds. Then I will have my final goal, which is the eternal life in the paradise. This is how the true believer has to evaluate the worldly life. This doesn't mean that there is no enjoyment in the worldly life. Alhamdulillah, there is enjoyment in the worldly life through the obedience of Allah and the feeling that I have trust in Allah. Still life is a test for the believer, but Allah is there. I am putting all my trust in Him. He is taking care of me. He will guide me. He will make for me an outlet. When I will be, I will make a sin, He will forgive my sin. So the life of the believer is always around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And now you will read this Qudsi hadith from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those I have fed. So seek food of me. What is the meaning of this sister? Seek food. Seek food doesn't mean to buy the food. Seek food means the provision. Okay? Seek the provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Don't seek the provision from the means of the provision on the earth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one giving the command from the heaven so that you can have the provision on the earth. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the source of the provision. So don't seek the provision from the human beings. Try the means. Okay? Study well, have a good qualification, apply for the work, do your work in the best, but be sure that the one who is providing you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He said, so seek food of me and I shall feed you. When you have the belief in Him and the trust in Him, He shall feed you. Then Allah said, O my servant, all of you are naked except for those I have clothed. So seek clothing of me and I shall clothe you. Again, the clothing is related to the provision. Okay, so again and again, sister, what are the basic needs for the human beings in this life? The food and the clothing. This is the basics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that it is only from Allah. So I am supposed to put my trust in Allah or in the zero. Okay, this is number one. Number two, Allah is saying, O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you to rise up in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases the sea if put into it. I want to clarify to you this statement because, sisters, this will give you a feeling of trust in Allah to the extent you can't imagine. Allah is clarifying about what He owns. Okay, that if the human being and the jinn, since Allah created the earth, since Prophet Adam, until the day of judgment, if you try just to think it over, in Houston there are 6 million, in America 300 million, in China 1 trillion, in nowadays, what about from Prophet Adam until the day of judgment? How many? Nobody knows except Allah. So great. All of these people, if they stand together and everyone in the same time is requesting from Allah what he is looking for, and I am sure that when I will request from Allah, I will not request from Allah a small house, 2-bedroom. I will request from Allah a mansion. 3 Rolls Royce, yes. I am a human being. I am a believer. Life is a test. Yes, this is our reality. Okay, I want, you know, a ring with How many? Diamond. Yes, you know how many carrots? Because I am true believer, life is the test. So try to imagine that all these trillions and trillions and trillions, they are asking Allah in the same time, and Allah is giving to everyone what He requested for. Allah is clarifying that after He will give to all these people, from Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment and to the jinn, what they were requested from Him, it is not less than if you have a needle and this is the sea, and you put the needle in the sea, it is a drop of water which will be on the needle. This is what Allah gives to all the human beings. And the sea is still there. The sea is the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? So, if you are looking for something, you must be sure that Allah can make you to receive it. But life is a test. You must realize, you know, that life is a test. And Allah clarifies that everything with Allah is up to His measure. Maybe if now I request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a big house and a big car and to give me a very big bank account, next day I will tell to my husband, I don't want to live with you anymore. Yes? Alhamdulillah, now I have everything. Why I will have my husband? You see? This is the nature of the human being. When the human being will have everything, he will start to oppress. And to oppress himself or herself first. When I ask my husband to leave, because now I have everything, I am an oppressor. But number one, I am oppressor for myself. Because all the blessings of Allah, I didn't use it for the sake of Allah. I use it against the rules of Allah. Family is the most important in the sight of Allah. Why I did start to destroy my family? Because I have everything. And because of that, Allah is not giving to everyone everything. Because Allah knows how I will act. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, you know, the good to be on the earth. If everyone will have everything, life will be worse than a jungle. Because when I will have everything, I will not come to the masjid. I will not talk to the people. I will be above everyone. And Regina will be above everyone. And everyone will be above everyone. So what will be the life? You see, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, life is a test. So you must realize that Allah has the power to grant you all what you are looking for. But again and again, it is up to His wisdom. The third step, know that you should make full effort of your own to obtain what you want. And then have trust in Allah, make dua and effort. Your body makes effort with reliance to seek what you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, if I am a student, Muslim student, true believer in the oneness of Allah, and I am in grade 12, and I want to be the best one, to have the best score in the SAT, I am not supposed to pray day and night and not to study. No, this is not Islam. I am supposed to study day and night and to do dua to Allah and to be sure that the success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in Islam, we are commanded to try the means to the best shape. Since they are legal means. If you are a student, you must study. If you have a job, you must do your work in the best shape. And actually, because of that, some Muslims, whom they don't do their work in the best shape, and they are under the impression that I am very religious, I am doing dua to Allah, and Allah will help me. This is totally wrong in relation to have trust in Allah. In Islam, you must do your job in the best shape. If you are supposed to go to your work at 8 o'clock, you must go at 8 o'clock and you must study, start your work at 8 o'clock. And if you are supposed to finish at 5, you are not supposed to leave quarter to 5 because no one is around and the boss is not around, I can leave. This is against the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have Allah to help you to reach your goal, you must do your effort in the best shape and your work in the best shape. Then forget about all your effort and put the trust in the one who is controlling everything. The fourth step, Your heart should make efforts to obtain what you want. How? Make your heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't allow your heart to be connected to the things you are doing to be successful. I am not supposed to tell to Regina, I know Regina, if I am a student, I am sure I will get the best score in SAT because I studied the best. No, I am supposed to say, inshallah, Regina, Allah will help me to get the best score. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of the fact, Regina, I studied day and night, but success is from Allah. My heart is connected with Allah, and I am sure that the one who actually will give me the success is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be connected to Allah, so why you are afraid? This is how we start the class. All the people are having fears, but the one who have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be afraid. You do what you have to do, and you should feel that Allah will take care of the things that you want taken care of. Whatever I am looking for, I am sure that who is the best one to take care of it? And actually, sisters, who is the only one who can take care of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, sister, when I call on Allah and I say, oh Allah, I want you, for example, to help Yusri to get the best grades. After I say this, I say, but Allah, I want to tell you that you, in reality, you are the only one who can help Yusri to get the best grades. I am calling on you because you are the only one. Okay, this must be clear in your spirit. When you will be clear with these facts in your spirit, after you will make the dua, you will forget the whole issue. I always do like this. I say to my daughter, study the best. I do the dua, and I put the trust in Allah, then you study the best. Whatever you get, the grace is the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, it happened that in one of her exams, she doesn't get good grades. And she was so frustrated. She told me, with this grade, I will not be able to be in Rice University and this and that. Why you did dua? I tell her, yes, we put our trust in Allah. Who tell you that Rice University is the best of you? Alhamdulillah, we are true believers in Allah. We tried all the means and we put the trust in Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send us to a different college. All praise to Allah. So long we put trust in him, we don't know anything about the future. She told me, so I'm not supposed to be upset because I told her never. I was supposed to be in Rice, I told her never. Who tell you that Rice is the best? So alhamdulillah, you see, she studied the best. She didn't get good grades. She didn't get the university she was looking for, but we are so thankful to Allah. This is the, you know, the blessings of the trust in Allah. We are so thankful to Allah, in spite of the fact we didn't get any of what we are looking for, because we believe that we don't know what is good, what is bad. Whatever from Allah is alhamdulillah the best. All praise to Allah and turn the page. That's it. You see, others whom they are not having the trust in Allah, they will cry day and night. Why? 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 Okay, let us repeat the exam. Let us repeat it again. You must be in Rice. This is your right. Why you didn't have your right? Okay, and then after going or having this, maybe they will have it or not. Allah knows, because this is up to Allah. And then, you know, one day the people will realize that what Allah chooses for the believer, okay, the one who has trust in Allah, is the best. And again, sisters, life is very short. I don't have 2,000 years to waste 50 with yours, and another 50 with my middle daughter, to marry this one, not to marry this one. This marriage is good. So I was crying with yours 30 years, then with my 20 years, then with my husband 30 years more. Then inshallah I will be very happy after, you know, in the next 1,000 years of my life. We are living for very short life in reality. The more you become old, the more you realize how short is the worldly life. So why to waste it? And at the end of the day, we will all leave everything. We will leave Rice University, we will leave the house, we will leave the car, we will leave everything, and then we will stand in front of the one who will question us, why you don't put trust in me if you are a true believer in my oneness. Alaykum as-salam. Step is that things that are not in your hands or ability, put your affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, sisters, be sure. This is actually a saying of one of the righteous believers. Be sure of what Allah has more than what you have in your hands. Okay? When someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, inshallah, Allah will give you, for example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but a new clothes or whatever. Okay? I will tell, inshallah, if Allah will give it to me, inshallah, I will have it. Okay? I am not supposed to say, when I will have it in my closet. At that point, I will be happy. But so long I don't have it in my closet or I don't wear it, I will not be happy. You don't have, this means that you don't have any trust in Allah. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth step is that the person should have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have trust concerning this. Actually, this is a very important healing point for the spirit, or healing, actually healing medicine for the spirit, sister. If you realize again and again, actually this is a theory, if you realize that life is very short and you will spend it by any means, there are two people. One of them, a true believer who has a good opinion of Allah all the time. The other one is a Muslim, not a true believer. A Muslim who has bad opinion of Allah all the time. Okay, the one who has the good opinion of both of them, they have the same problem. For example, two Muslim sisters, for example, they don't have kids. Okay, they are married and they don't have kids for a reason. Allah knows it. Okay, one of them, the true believer, having trust in Allah, having good opinion of Allah, all the time she will say, inshallah, if it is good for me, inshallah, Allah will give me the baby in the proper time. I am sure of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is postponing having kids for me, this means that this is the best for me because I have good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How she is, and this happened, for example, for 10 years. How this sister is spending her time, peace, tranquility, trust in Allah, trying to enjoy time, trying to forget the problem, to concentrate on other blessings in life. Alhamdulillah. She spent that 10 years while she is in a good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is rewarded to be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Her health condition is good. Her psychological condition is good. Alhamdulillah. So she won the worldly life and the hereafter. The other sister, Muslima also, but not a true believer in the oneness of Allah, in reality, don't have any trust in Allah, she will be crying day and night. Oh Allah, why I don't have kids? Oh Allah, why me specially? Oh Allah, why all my operations are not successful? Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. She will be actually not in a good shape with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She will be punished because she refuses the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She will lose her mental psychological mental peace. No mental peace at all because she is upset with Allah. She is angry with the decree of Allah. She is angry. Oh, my neighbor, she has a daughter. Now she is pregnant, for example. My neighbor is pregnant. I am so upset. I cannot visit her. I will not talk to her again. Why she has the baby? It was supposed to be my baby. I hate my life. I hate my neighbor. Yes, this is what is going on in life. I know one, let me continue for you for this. Her health condition also, you have to be sure, sister, that stress is number one enemy of your spirit and your body. Most of the diseases nowadays are psychosomatic. the second you start to have stress, internal stress, the second one organ of your body will be affected. You don't know what organ it affected until one day you will discover that, for example, very big problem in your backbone, very big problem in your kidney, in the liver, in my eyes, in my ears, severe headache. All of this, why? Because of the stress. Those kind of people whom they don't have good opinion of Allah, they are living their life all the time in stress, which is destroying their spirit and their health body while they are not aware. One day they will realize that because they don't have opinion, good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they start to have diseases in their body. 100% they are depressed and they are on antidepressant. They are not feeling the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are not happy with Him or with His decree, and they will be punished on the day of judgment. So anyone who has a mind must try to reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the hadith which I just mentioned that He can give every one of us what He is looking for. He is the most merciful. He is the source of all the mercy on the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, will forgive our sins on the day of judgment. If anyone will enter the paradise, even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will enter the paradise out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of his deeds. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I will not have good opinion of Allah. So whom I will have good opinion of? Any human being like me? No power, no will, no mercy, no. The only one whom I am supposed to have good opinion of him, because I love him, and I realize his blessing, and I realize that this life is a test, and I am so thankful for him that he make me to believe in his oneness, and to believe that he is the power, no fear, no worry, no sadness in my life out of my belief in him. This is more than enough for him. And regarding the worldly issues, he commanded me to put my trust in him, and he will be the disposer of my affairs. Finished everything in the life of the true believer. If there is a disaster, the true believer is having sabr or patience. A reward of unlimited nature. Those whom they are patient with the decree of Allah, they have unlimited reward. On the day of judgment, they will find billions and billions of good deeds. When they will ask Allah, what is this deeds, Allah? Good deeds, they will tell, this is out of your patience with my decree. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. When I am in a, alhamdulillah, a good time, I am thankful to Allah. I will be also rewarded. This is the true believer in Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah said, I am as my servant thinks of me. If you think good opinion of him, he will be in, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you have a good opinion of him, then Allah will make you successful. Why, sister? Because when you have good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be always in a good shape psychologically. You will always have a hope. You will always be motivated to live. Why? Because Allah is with me. Allah is taking care of me. Allah will arrange for me. Yes, yes, I have problems. But you know, Allah is keeping these problems for me to improve my quality. But one day, inshallah, everything is all right. This is spirit. You know, it's a spirit which is motivated to live the life in a good shape. This is a spirit which is motivated to fulfill all the trust. When the time of prayer comes, I will run to pray to the one whom I love and I have good opinion of him. Inshallah, he will change everything. Then one sister will tell me, but Sister Mona, you are saying these words now for 10 years and nothing changed. I tell her, no. Very important thing changes. She will tell me what I will tell her, that I spent the last 10 years with the disaster while I was patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah will reward me for these 10 years. And during these 10 years, I was having the good opinion of Allah. So I was active in these 10 years. I fulfill all my trust in these 10 years. I do my worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best shape in these 10 years. So I saved my 10 years. Alhamdulillah. How many 10 years are in the life of everyone? 3 10 years? 4 10 years? Then after 60 or 65, you know, you will start to be weak and you will start not to hear well and, you know, the scale is going down. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, those whom they have a bad opinion of Allah, they will never have trust in Him. They will live the life of worry, fear and misery. This is the worst, type of life, sisters. When you live not in a good mood with the one who is controlling your life. You see, sisters, this is how we Muslims have to reflect on the reality of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suppose one day you are not in a good mood with your husband, you will not be in a good shape. If anyone will ask you, Sister Mona, why not in a good shape today? I will tell you, I am not in a good mood with my husband, and you know this is upsetting me, putting some pressure on me. I want everything to be alright. Then you meet me after 1 week, I am in a good shape. Oh, Sister Mona, what happened? Alhamdulillah, now I am in a good mood with my husband. This is my husband or my kids or my sisters or my car or my bank account. When I am not in a good shape with them, I will not be in a good shape. In spite of the fact that all of these together are zero. They cannot prevent harm and they cannot bring benefit. But what about the spirit which is not in a good mood with the one in reality controlling everything? What kind of life? This is how most of the people outside are living. Not in a good mood with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting them in the real punishment. Fear, worry, upset, sadness. In spite of the fact that they have cars, and they have houses, and they have good shape, and they have everything. But happiness is in the heart. And the heart is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So none can feel the real happiness except when he or she are in a good shape with the one who controls the hearts. Only one. When I am in a good shape with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have one bedroom and I don't have a car, I am using the bus and I have two blouses, but I am always in a good psychological condition. Why? Because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you notice this many times in life. When you meet rich people, actually I have one of my relatives from far away. She is very rich, but when she married, she doesn't have kids. And they told her, this was 25 years ago, you know, before what is happening now, you know, regarding having kids. Now it is more easy with the science, improvement. But 25 years ago, they told her that you have a very big problem and it looks that you will never have kids. She doesn't agree. She starts to cry and cry. She left Cairo, she moved to London, she have one operation, second operation, crying, gaining weight. They are not successful. She came to America, she tried the tubal, you know, to have kids. It failed once, it failed twice. She returned to Egypt. Now 12 years of her life, crying, not praying, not accepting. I am rich, I am supposed to have kids. So why I don't have kids? Why my mate have kids and I don't have kids? Yes, why? I have to get a baby by any means. Then now she actually adopted a girl and she gave her the name of her husband. In spite of the fact this is not legal in Islam, but she will give her the name because she is very rich and she doesn't want anyone that she adopted that girl. After 5 years of being very happy that she did what she was looking for, she start to become sad again, crying again. When the girl will grow up, you know, people will tell her, what can I do now? I have to tell her or not to tell her, all this. Allah will never allow the one who is not accepting his decree to have mental peace by any means. And still there is the punishment on the day of judgment, which the Muslims are supposed to evaluate it the most important, because this is a very short life. There is another eternal life in the gardens of the paradise, all praise to Allah, which no one can imagine. So why to waste 20 years or 25 years for billions and trillions of years in the gardens of the paradise, while again and again, sister, the nature of this worldly life is deceiving enjoyment. One day, that daughter, adopted daughter, will not be thankful to my friend. Then what she will do at that time? She will cry and cry again. She wasted all her life because she doesn't accept the decree of Allah. She doesn't have trust in Allah. When Allah doesn't give you, allow you to have kids, be sure there is a wisdom for your sake if you are a true believer. But mostly people are not believers in Allah, so they don't accept the decree. So they are with the antidepressants, sleeping medications, drugs, drinking, whatever is going on in life. This is what they did. There is a Lord. There is the one who controls everything, the most merciful. We believers must accept and be thankful. What is better? To have a child who is having autism or not to have a child? What is better? But we human beings mostly are not thankful to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The seventh step to have trust in Allah, that the person leaves his affairs totally to Allah. This is what I explain now. And that he is content with what Allah decrees and with what Allah decides before the results come down. When I go to the doctor, for example, to check for my needs, I am hopeful that inshallah he will tell me, inshallah, that I have minor problem when I have pain in my knees. But before going, if I have trust in Allah, I must prepare myself. Mona, you don't know anything. Allah has the wisdom and the knowledge. Whatever you think is good for you to be still healthy, maybe it is not good for you. So have trust in Allah and accept what you will know after visiting the doctor. And actually, you know, sister, this is what happens to me. I was having the hope that inshallah it is just some pain. Okay, then it happened that I have osteoarthritis, chronic illness. Until the last day of my life, I will be having pain and swelling and whatever. And it may deteriorate. As a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must be sure that there is a wisdom behind it. Oh Allah, I accept it. Then I have all the trust in you that, in spite of the fact that this is the point of view of the physician or the orthopedic surgeon, still the mercy of Allah is there, still the will of Allah is there, still Allah is the one who controls everything. I may have inflammation and pain and everything, but out of the mercy of Allah, Allah can help me and make it easy for me and help me to be active and do everything. This is how we are supposed to live our worldly life. There are many disasters because it is a test. Allah is testing us. But when you have the trust in Him, inshallah, you will, inshallah, you know, you will bypass all of these problems. At the beginning, I was so surprised. How come one day I was healthy, next day I have osteoarthritis, chronic illness? After 2 or 3 months now, all praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. This is from Allah. I have to be patient. I have to adjust my life. I have trust in Him and I forget. But if I don't have trust in Allah, oh, it will be a very big problem. Psychologically, I will be the one. Nothing will change. Osteoarthritis will be there. But in spite of being thankful to Allah and trying to accommodate and trying to live normally and getting the reward, getting the reward of accepting the decree of Allah and be patient with the pain, okay? No, the other people will say, oh Allah, why I am the one supposed to have all of this? I am doing good deeds.
I am calling to Allah. I am coming to the masjid. I am doing so and so. Oh Allah, there are other people to whom they are not good. So they have very good health. And I was not supposed to be the one to lose my need. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. I will not come and give you any classes. I will say maybe because I was very good. So I will enjoy life. How I will enjoy life now? There is no enjoyment anymore. Okay, you see sisters, what is the meaning of this? The real enjoyment is to be in a good relation with the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who can support me as a sick person now to live the rest of my life in a good shape. If I don't have a good mood, a good relation with Allah, who will help me? The medications? The surgery? Who is taking care of the surgery? The surgery is zero. Allah is the one who can give you health. Medication is zero. Because when you go to the hospital, you will find two patients. Both of them have the same operation. One of them will die, one of them will go home. So you will ask, why? When you will ask why, you will learn something, sister, which you can't imagine. When I was in faculty of medicine, and we start to study any disease, and number one is the cause of illness. For example, what is the cause of heart disease? What is the cause of kidney disease? What is the cause? Number one, unknown. Then, maybe infection, maybe inflammation, maybe genetics, maybe. But the one they are sure of, unknown. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put this at the, you know, after I will say the eight steps, the eighth step. When the results occur, the person should be content with it. And whatever Allah has decreed, okay? Whatever Allah decreed, I must be content with it. Why? Because I have trust in Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the eight levels of tawakkul, trust in Allah. If you feel sad, distressed, or anxious, if your mind is full of problems, exercise these eight levels of tawakkul and Allah will take you away from all your fears, pain, and distress, inshaAllah.